This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we finish our series on Jesus Paid It All. And I want to start by reading Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. By his stripes we are healed. Firstly, Jesus paid for peace. Secondly, Jesus paid for healing. By his stripes we were healed. Not will be, but were. Past tense. Jesus paid for healing. Healing belongs to you as a child of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Then Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Hallelujah. Jesus is a healer. Matthew chapter 9, 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. This is the ministry of Jesus. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Jesus is the same. He is a healer. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Verse 7, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Healing was a central part of Christ's ministry and of the Great Commission that he gave to the church. Because in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. Now, it's important to understand, Jesus didn't just say, these signs will follow the 12 apostles. He said, these signs will follow those who believe. I believe this is a timeless promise that God will confirm his words through the ages with signs and wonders following. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. It doesn't even say ministers. It doesn't even say you have to have a PhD or a master's or some sort of a doctorate. It just says these signs will follow those who believe. That means ordinary people. God will confirm your life with signs following if you believe. If you just preach Jesus as a savior from sin, Jesus will save people from their sin. But if you preach him as savior, healer, deliverer, baptizer in the Holy Ghost, praise God, that's what you'll see. These signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. God confirms his word with signs following. Jesus paid for healing. God wants you well. You might say, I'm old. So what? True faith, you can live long and strong. Deuteronomy 34 and 7, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. The New King James. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor was his natural vigor diminished. And the New Living. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyesight was clear and he was as strong as ever. How many of you like the sound of that? Amen. Well, I believe that's the way it should be. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. It happened on a certain day that he was teaching that there was Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought in a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they sought to bring him and lay him before him. When they could not find how they could bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to the man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered, said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk? But thee you may know the Son of Man is power to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he'd been lying on, departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed and they glorified God and filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. How many of you know the man glorified God only after he was healed, not when he was sick? The people only glorified God after the man was healed, not when he was sick. And so, again, we bring glory to God when we see the healing power of God. You see, God has things for us that we may never walk in. The verse I find interesting, it says the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And yet there is no record that the Pharisees ever received healing, certainly in this occasion. Because God has things for us that we may never walk in, at least not without faith. And that should concern you. I don't want to stand before God in eternity and discover that he had so much more for me, yet I didn't take it. The Bible says in Matthew 11 and verse 12, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And it's by the force of faith. Because faith is a force, and it's a force that affects real change on this planet. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And again, people, it's time to take it. The power of the Lord was present to heal, but the Pharisees, instead of humbling themselves or receiving from God, chose to reason and argue with Christ. And there's no record they received anything from God. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And it's impossible to please God. It's also impossible to receive from God without faith. Healing is the children's bread. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Luke 6:17 says, people came to hear and be healed. Are you humble enough to hear? To put aside your opinions and traditions and unbelief and stand on the word. After having done all to stand therefore. So again, this is so important to understand. God wants you well. And Lord, I pray for any person that might be sick today, Lord. I pray you manifest your healing power in their body. I command every trace of sickness and disease to loose its hold on them, Lord. I pray health and healing right now in the name of Jesus. Just put your hand where you're sick today. And I just pray healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I know there's people may be listening and it mightn't be physical healing. It might be emotional. They may have been abused. They may have a broken heart. Whatever is wrong, Lord, maybe their marriage needs healing. I don't know, Lord, but I just pray you touch them right now with your healing power. Be whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid for peace. Jesus paid for healing. And lastly, Jesus paid for heaven. Heaven is our home. It's not a fantasy or a figment of our imagination or something we talk about to comfort little children. Heaven is real. And it's where all blood-bought believers go to after death. Praise God. It's a place where there will be no more death or pain or suffering or sadness or separation. It's where the redeemed of the ages dwell in blessed happiness. Revelation chapter 21, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. It's Revelation 21 and 4. And so, you know, what a blessed promise it is that, you know, one day, the redeemed of the Lord will be gathered. Isaiah 51:11. So the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy in their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Praise God. We thank you, Jesus, for the glorious promise of heaven. Revelation 7:9. And after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne and the elders of the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying, who are those arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. How many of you are glad that even when the church is taken out, the blood still speaks? The blood still saves. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. They're before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Did you know that heaven belongs to us? Jesus paid for heaven. Hallelujah. Heaven is our home because Jesus paid for heaven is our home because Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. Heaven belongs to us. Heaven is our home, but only because our place was paid for in blood by Jesus Christ. My last verse is John chapter 14 and verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Didn't you know that heaven is a real place? It's a prepared place for prepared people. And you know, as you listen to these teachings, I believe it's playing some small part in preparing you for heaven. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's God's purpose, is to ultimately bring us to heaven. We have work to do on this earth. I often think of that line from Robert Frost. But I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And, you know, many of us listening have miles to go before we sleep. There's work to be done. There's a world to be won. But in the midst of the work, let's not become weary. Let's remind ourselves, heaven is our home. Hallelujah. The time is going to come when we go to be with the Lord. And thus we shall always be with the Lord, as it says in the book of Thessalonians. What a promise that we will go to be with our Father for all of eternity. But never forget why. Because of Jesus Christ. And that's why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so today, if you've never given your life to Jesus, I'd like you to pray this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin. I believe you lived a perfect life. And that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah. Heaven is our home. The best is yet to come. Remind yourself of that, particularly if life is tough for you right now. Remember, the best is yet to come. Jesus is Lord. God sits on the throne. God is in control. Hallelujah. Heaven is our home. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home. Shalom.